Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, we'll focus on two new recordings of operas by Jean-Baptiste Lully. Dynamic performances by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra, as well as La Symphonie du Marais, will excite the soul and possibly even make you want to jump up and dance. Later in the program, we'll also enjoy a new release by the Hilliard Ensemble. Music from Jean-Baptiste Lully's opera Amadis, one of a few to be based not on a mythological theme, but rather about medieval chivalry, the story of Amadis of Gaul. It was performed by La Symphonie du Marais under the direction of Hugo Reyne. Directors Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs have been busy in the past year with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus. They've managed to put together not one but two Lully operas within a single season. Many of you will be familiar with the Boston Early Music Festival's recent critically acclaimed performance of Psyche, but you may not be aware that they also recorded the opera Thésée shortly before that. In its day, Thésée was another successful collaboration between Lully and the librettist Philippe Quinault. The setting of the story was in itself a celebration of Louis XIV's kingly powers. We'll hear the first part of the prologue to Thésée. It is performed by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus, with soloists under the direction of Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs.
Thank you.
The beginning of the prologue to Lully's Thésée, a recently released CD. It was performed by the Boston Early Music Festival Chorus and Orchestra as co-directed by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to a performance by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus of Jean-Baptiste Lully's Thésée. The story of Thésée will be familiar. A boy and girl of royal background love each other. A kingly figure wishes to marry said girl, while a devious princess of the magical variety wants to have the boy. Mix in a little potent magic heaped upon the girl, an unsuccessful attempt at stealing away the boy's love, a timely recognition with a generous reprieve by the kingly figure, and a last-minute godly foil of some sour grapes magic, and there you have it, an adaptation of part of Ovid's Metamorphoses through the French Baroque lens of Philippe Quinault. Set in both the modern-day Versailles, modern for the time, that is, and in parts of the mythological beyond, the opera was nothing short of a great success. We'll hear the end of Taisez. It's performed by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus and co-directed by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs.
Thank you. Flamisso, gadisso, servuorquicoto.
Et flissagisso,
flamisso, gadisso, servuorquicoto.
La firmissima,
le cervimissima,
gadisso,
firmissima, dosa fatal mamma.
Le presagisso,
flamisso, gadisso, servuorquicoto.
Potra mai si dure
si scherba,
le plegra
courage com affaiblement.
Le plessage
sans flamme et sans gage, sans savoir comment.
The end of Lully's opera Thésée was performed by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus. It was directed by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to an exciting recent release of Lully's Amadis by the French ensemble La Symphonie du Marais. For the past few years, Hugo Reyn's ensemble La Symphonie du Marais has been recording a number of Lully's stage works. As part of their latest offering, they've released the world premiere of the opera Amadis. Recorded live, the performance was the opening event of the 10th Musique à la Chaboterie Festival, an auspicious rediscovery of an opera that was not only another collaboration between Lully and Quinault, but a story hand-picked by Louis XIV himself. Music from the prologue to Lully's Amadis will be performed by La Symphonie du Marais.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the beginning of the opera Amadis by Jean-Baptiste Lully, performed by La Symphonie du Marais, under the direction of Hugo Rein. That's from a complete recording of Amadis on the Accord label. Jean-Baptiste Lully is an unquestionably famous figure for many reasons. Of the more obvious, the catchiness of some of his tunes would be near the top of the list. Amadis holds the distinction of being the origin of the composer's most famous air, Amour, que veux-tu de moi? The writer, Le Cerf de la Veuville, claimed that the air was so popular that every cook in France knew it. Now that's catchy. We'll hear the character Arcabon sing Amour, Que veux-tu de moi? And then we'll jump to the conclusion of the opera with a performance of the final chorus, La Symphonie du Marais, as directed by Hugo Rein, performing live in concert.
Amour, ne me tais pas, amour,
That was the final chorus of Lully's Amadis. Before that, we heard soprano Céline Ricci sing Amour, que veux-tu de moi? They were performed by La Symphonie du Marais under the direction of Hugo Rein. Our new release this week features a recent ECM recording of the Hilliard Ensemble's performance of the motets of Johann Sebastian Bach. Here is the first part of Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied.
Thank you.
An excerpt from Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Hilliard Ensemble from a new CD on the ECM label containing the motets of Bach. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at wfiu.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.